The music says it's Morning Hog happy hour time. Time for another edition of the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot are... Whoa, you guys are over there.
Whoa. Hey.
I like it. Hey.
Changing things up a little
like
bit.
Like we're having a board meeting or something.
Yes.
It's a beer board meeting.
It's a fun meeting.
Yeah. Thank you. Good to see you both. What is going on in the beer world? It just seems like at this time of the year, I want to try something off what I normally try. I don't want to go with the same thing I always buy.
Well, perfect. That's what we got today.
All right. What are we trying, man?
It's summertime, so I got some summer craft beers.
Good. Like it. It is summertime.
Beers of summer.
All right. So I see three cans and a bottle. Let's start with a can.
All right. Perfect. Yep. So we're actually going to start off with Sierra Nevada's Summer Break.
Get out.
Which is a new product for them.
Oh, I love the new. Can I have the new product belt, please? Thank you.
Ding. Did you do that? Okay.
Yeah, we can double down.
All right. Yeah. So, back in the past, Sierra Nevada for summer used to have Summerfest, but they're changing things up a little bit, so this year is Summer Break, which is a hazy IPA.
Wouldn't expect a new IPA any other way.
Exactly.
It's gotta be hazy.
It's gotta be the hazies.
Oh, this smells hazy. I mean, it looks hazy, but then it smells...
Looks hazy, of course. Ooh. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Right up my alley. Has a little bit of that juiciness there.
What did they do here with this formula? This is tight.
So like I said, it's a hazy IPA, but it's also lower ABV. So it's 4.6%.
Okay.
They tried to make something that has that, you know, the typical hazy IPA flavor, but is also sessionable, and you can kind of go through a whole 12-pack throughout the day, you know, and not be too wrecked.
I would prefer that way, too.
Right.
If you could just not have to share any of the 12-pack.
Yeah, exactly.
You bought it, you drink it. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool when these larger brands that have been here for a while actually kind of step into a new space a little bit. I mean, they do have Hazy Little Thing, which is the fastest growing hazy IPA in the country.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
That's crazy.
So they're clearly doing that correct. And so they moved it a little bit into the summer as well.
And would you say about this, if you've tried the Hazy Little Thing, would you say what? This is just less hop attack maybe?
It's a little lighter,
yeah.
But the flavor is still there. So it's still very enjoyable, and like I said, it's more for, you know, so you can have a whole bunch throughout the course of the day.
You talk about a whole bunch of beer?
Yeah.
Get it? Because it's okay. I'm wearing my beer shirt today because I wanted to be thematically addressed for something that no one can see on radio. Of course, you can go to 957thehog.com, though, after we wrap
That's
up
right.
and see the full video.
That's right.
You got to look on your shirt.
And Jesse's going to do this one in color this time, I understand. We've been doing black and white for a while, and now they're like, we'll just colorize them all. But Sierra Nevada does... I mean, I love their beers anyway.
What do you think of new can?
I love this can.
I love the way the can looks.
What's on this can?
It looks like the hops are going on like a float, spring, down a spring on a float, and they're getting themselves
super
nice
colorful.
And
a lot of aqua and green and blues.
Yeah. It's like hops doing cannonballs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, if you see that, you've had plenty of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to drink the rest of that, but I'll move on to the next one, but I'll come back to it probably and finish that for you if you like. All right, I see a bottle-shaped can next.
A bottle-shaped can?
Oh, it's a bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't see. Lighting was weird over there. All right, what's next?
Well, you can't talk about summer beers without talking about Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Very true.
You know, they're one of the originators. I don't know if you recall, but a couple years ago, I think it was 2019, they actually changed the formula up a little bit. The main complaint was it was a little heavy, a little too earthy.
Okay.
So they've kind of magnified the citrus notes, made it a little bit lighter, a little bit more enjoyable. 5.3%, so another one that's, you can do all day.
So the... they don't need to tamper with these formulas because when they pump out a product, Sam, it's always good.
Right.
So, but they listened to what people wanted and liked, and they changed it for them.
Exactly.
Well, Sam, nice.
Yeah, anytime a brewery listens to a consumer, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll help sell more of those things. And that, how seasonal is the summer ale? Because it says summer ale, so I'm guessing.
So it pretty much lasts. Cold Snap is the beer before this, which is out until around April, and then they slowly switch over to this. So it's been out for a month or two, and it'll be out until Oktoberfest comes out, which is usually around late August.
Right.
So you do have some time on this one. Summerfest just came out as well, so you do have some time on that as well.
You got something special in the bottle? I see you looking at the thing.
Yes, really.
She's ready to read the story.
Please give it to us.
This bright citrus wheat ale is summer in a glass. bursting with orange, lemon, and lime peels. Summer ale finishes clean and subtle with grains of paradise, which accent the crisp wheat character. Iconic and refreshing, summer ale is perfect for any summer day.
You know, I mean, of all the guys who chuck tea into the Boston Harbor, Sam Adams had the best. He had the best arm.
That's why do twisted tea.
Yeah, that's right. That's why he was able to throw a farm there. And he was like, forget Russia. We're hanging out here in Boston. I think that's how.
Yeah. Fact check that
school's out right now. I don't remember. All right, let me take a break. I'll Google it. We'll be right back. We got more flavors. Again, you want to stop by srprot.com/beerfinder to find those great flavors. Two more on the other side here. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Perot right here on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.